Welcome to a realm where personal growth meets expansive spirituality and where we're not just scratching the surface. We're diving deep, widening our perspectives, and having a darn good time doing it. This is the Enlifen Podcast, and I am your host, Jen Hamilton. You'll enjoy an infusion of motivation, empowerment, and inspiration that will resonate in every aspect of your life. Expect captivating stories, heartfelt musings, and my own personal experiences. But that's not all. I'm bringing awe-inspiring individuals to the table, so get ready to meet some remarkable souls whose wisdom and stories will leave you spellbound. No topic is off limits here. Brace yourself for raw authenticity, unfiltered vulnerability, and yes, the occasional splash of explicit language. We're delving into the realms of the esoteric, mystical, and the woo-woo, unafraid to explore the extraordinary. So if you are ready to venture beyond the surface, to explore the depths of your soul, and to awaken the magic of life, if your heart says yes, then hit that play button and let the Enlifen Podcast guide you on this remarkable expedition. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Enlifen Podcast. I'm your host, Jen, here for a solo snippet today. And I want to talk about the power of presence because we spend so much of our lives worrying about what might happen in the future, what might happen in 5 minutes' time, 5 hours' time, 5 days' time, 5 months' time, 5 years' time. Or we're ruminating on things that have happened in our past, whether it's 5 minutes ago, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months. The thing is, we're so caught up in being in the past or being in a future that no longer exists or not yet to exist. And we forget about the power of the present moment. And this is something that I've been really working on myself recently. I've had a few things going on in my life, which has really called me to just be present in the moment because there is no other option. I can't change the past and I'm allowing the mystery of the future to unfold in front of me. But what I do have is the present moment. So I want to give you some ways in which you can connect to the present moment to just bring you to center, bring you into the here and the now where nothing else matters because nothing else exists beyond the present moment. So I always like to connect to all of my senses. So I start with what is it that I can see? So I'll look around the room and I'll really just take note of what it is that I can see. And, you know, at the moment, I can see my webcam, I can see my computer, my lights, my microphone, all of the things in my office around me. So when I stop to connect to each one of those particular things, I check in with myself. What meaning do I have attached to these items? How does it make me feel being in the presence of these things? I have a lot of plants in my house. If you can see, if you're watching the video, you'll know that I sit almost like in a little rainforest area because I love, you know, being surrounded by plants and feeling the energy of them. And I love to just look at them and stare at them. And don't worry, I'm a crazy plant lady. I do talk to them as well. But they just provide, you know, so much just peace and calming in the space. So I like to just look around and check in with what I can see. Then I like to check in with what I can smell. So at the moment, I don't have any diffusers going, but I just had a cacao, so I can still smell the remnants of that. I guess that's probably on my breath as well. But, you know, just checking in with what are the aromas that you can sense in the room around you? And then checking in with your tongue. What is it that you can taste in your mouth? Is it something that you've just eaten, or has this had something to drink? Or is it that you're just desiring something that's pleasurable on your tongue, like some chocolate or some figs or some kind of exotic fruit that you're just desiring to remind you of who you are and that you're human through this whole experience. So checking in with, you know, the sense of taste is really, really powerful because not often it's one of the senses that we connect to more often. Then we come to the ears. So what is it that we can hear? So at the moment, I can hear birds chirping outside. I can obviously hear my own voice. I hear that a lot, you know, but there's not a lot else going on in the room. And sometimes I just love to sit in absolute silence and just notice the hum of life. And this is why, you know, the early mornings are such a beautiful time of day because there is this stillness that exists early in the morning before anybody else is up, before the sun is up, where everything is just so calm and so still and so quiet. And it just feels so grounding to be in that space. So if you're not a morning person, I invite you to get up before the sun at some stage, maybe in the next week. You could set a little reminder in your phone to get up early, set an alarm, and just sit in stillness. It's such a beautiful practice to have, and just notice what you hear and what you can't hear. The next sense is touch. So I'm such a touchy person. Like, I love to feel different textures, different sensations of fabrics. Like, I'm very kinesthetic, so very feeling. And so, you know, in the present moment, if I, you know, grab onto my legs right now, I can feel, you know, the denim of my jeans. And as I rub my hands along my jeans, and I can touch the chair that I'm on, which is a faux leather meditation seat that I sit on. So really just checking in with what are the senses that are, you know, really present for me and lighting me up at this very moment in time. And so in addition to our physical senses, we want to be able to tap into our soul senses. So our soul senses are the intuition that we hold deep within us. It's our connection to something greater beyond us. It's ultimately, you know, what my version of spirituality is, remembering that your version of spirituality can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. But my version of spirituality is my connection to self, my connection to source, my connection to others, my connection to the earth, and my connection to the animal kingdom. So all of those things play a role in spirituality for me. So just taking the time to just connect to myself, you know, checking in with overall, how does my body feel? How does my heart feel in the very moment? It's so often that our poor hearts get lost because our heads tend to take over. We are so logical so often. We are so driven by what it is that needs to get done and where we need to be, what we need to do, getting things organized. And we forget about our poor hearts in the process. And our hearts are the center. Like, if you think of the heart chakra, it's the center chakra of our system. And so when I find that I'm living in the past, or I'm living in the present, or I'm finding myself a little discombobulated, I come back to my heart. I come back to the center, because there is no polarity in the heart. There is no pull either way. The heart is the dead center of our existence. And so from there, nothing else in the world matters when we tune into our heart. And so I like to check in with how I'm, you know, feeling connected to the greater good, to source, to God, to the universe, whatever it is that resonates for you. For me, it's being able to just connect to the awareness that I am right here, right now, in this very moment. I have all that I need. All of my needs are being met in that very moment. There is nothing else that needs my attention other than becoming present in my own self. And then giving myself the grace to just be in this space for however long it needs to be witnessed. And then going about my day, then getting back into the stuff and the things, and having a practice, having a reminder to come back in, to check in with yourself, to have those present moment experiences. Some call this meditation. For some people, this is a meditative practice. For some people, it's a quick 5 minutes in the morning, or maybe in the evening, or as you're waking up out of bed or going to sleep at night. But I really do invite you to incorporate a practice like this into your day, because it is so powerful. It's going to help you balance out your nervous system. It's going to help you have more awareness in the world around you. It's going to help bring a little more calm and peace into your space. And if anything, I think we all need that right now. So my love, thank you so much for joining me for this solo snippet today. I hope that's helped. Please feel free to send it to anyone that you think might benefit from hearing this and being able to implement these practices. I'm sending you so much love from my heart to yours, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I hope you love the Enlightened Podcast, and the biggest compliment you can give me is subscribing to this podcast, sharing it, and leaving a rating and review. Feel free to follow me on Instagram. My handle is @JenHamiltonOfficial, and the podcast handle is Enlightened_podcast. You can also find the video version on YouTube on my channel. Just search Enlightened, and don't forget to hit subscribe. Have a beautiful day and enjoy living the enlightened journey of life.